that my paper is about work on the Navajo reservation in Arizona, and we have a situation in which the Indian Health Service operates hospitals and clinics on the reservation, and do I have enough, or should I stand over here?
Hello.
Oh, okay. There are people who come to fulfill scholarship or obligations who work for the Indian Health Service that where many of the providers are recruited. There are, on the Navajo reservation, there are eight hospitals. And the unique situation is that there are many, many Navajo, the unemployment rate on the Navajo reservation is very high, and the population is very young, much younger than the general population. And many Navajo people want to stay on the reservation and live there. But they don't have the skills to assume anything, or many of, probably most of the frontline workers, entry-level employees, are Navajos, but very few of the professional staff are Navajos. So, and most of the professional staff don't stay longer than 2 years. And there is a constant problem in the Indian Health Service with attrition, recruitment. So we have devised a program. I'm with the Northern Arizona University. And we have a program which we call work-based learning, which we're partnering with the Indian Health Service to increase the skills of frontline workers. And we have distinguished work-based learning from workplace learning. We do some workplace learning, but we're not going to the work site and teaching classes. What we're trying to do is use the work site as material for learning competencies and their jobs. And we're working specifically with the public health workforce, entry-level employees. So we have worked with them to devise a system for promotion in the Indian Health Service. If they go through this program, they are able to increase their steps. I don't know if you're familiar with the GS ratings, but it's a government rating system for employment. And we have worked with this one particular hospital to match GS ratings with competencies, so that as a frontline worker meets certain competencies, they can actually get a raise and they can actually go up a step. They can also jump over to the academic ladder. And we have online programs, and we encourage them to go through online programs. I should tell you that this hospital that we're working with is about a three-hour drive from Flagstaff, Arizona, very rural, and it's not an easy thing for anyone to go to school from there. And one of the problems is that Navajos who do go away and go to school, many of them don't return. So with the advent of online classes, it is possible for them to get into an online degree program, and we encourage that, and we try and prepare them for that. And in our program, we do a lot of journaling, writing, some remedial education, because we found that there's a lot of lack of writing skill. And they're ready to advance. They're very excited about this program. They're committed to staying in the community. They have family there. They have a great many barriers that I won't go into because I only have a few minutes here for actually getting into a degree program. And we see our job as helping them to do that. And then there's the huge problem of recruitment and retention in the Indian Health Service. So just to give you a brief outline of what our program is we spend a lot of time determining the competencies that the employer wanted, as well as the academic institution. Our academic institution, I work in a Department of Health Sciences, wanted, and then we introduce those competencies to the employees. They read, they write, they discuss them, and they find opportunities within their job, and we encourage that. We work with the supervisors to give them things that aren't really their job, and we work with the employer and the supervisor so that people can assume do things that aren't really their job in a way to teach them how to do more than their job. And we're working on documentations and portfolios and things that we're working with both the academic institution and the employer institution. And what we found that the academic institution is the hardest to change. And so one of our tasks now that we're working the most on is getting the academic institution to recognize the work that we're doing and perhaps find a way to give people credit. But we have to explain to them that we're not giving them credit for prior learning, which they're very opposed to, but that we're actually teaching them things. So these are some of the tools that we use to work on the competencies, and that will end my presentation. Thank you. And I will be glad to answer any questions. These are some of the questions that we ourselves are dealing with, and that is assessment and giving them credit.